News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's turn to that presidential election. Some developments later on today as well with local councils potentially voting on whether to nominate their own candidate. For more on this, we're joined by Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Daniel, let's start with Sinn Féin. Lots of rumours circulating as to who they might nominate. What are you hearing?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. I suppose the strong feeling even from within Sinn Féin was that Mary Lou McDonald's comments really set the cat amongst the pigeons yesterday. There were a number of TDs who I spoke to last night who were kind of taken aback by just how pointed her comments were. And the name that first came to a lot of people's minds was the name of Piers Doherty, their finance spokesperson and Donegal TD, given the reference to Tán Lán Gaeilge ag an duine, as Mary Lou McDonald put it. Obviously, other people in the party have been mentioned as well. Mairead Farrell, who is, their public expenditure and reform spokesperson. And then obviously the name Jarlath Burns has come back into the mix. Now, Jarlath Burns had previously ruled himself out, but his name is certain, yeah. Once again, being
I think it'd be very hard for a sitting GAA president to walk away from the job prematurely. I don't think that would play well in GAA circles.
No, and I think the other point we made was that, is that kind of space already being kind of occupied by Jim Gavin, would you have two GAA kind of heavyweights going head to head? There's less certainty about the idea of the party supporting Catherine Connolly. I don't think that's universally kind of a favoured within the party. They obviously would like to stand their own candidates. There is a lot of people within the party who would have backed the idea of a Mary Lou McDonald candidacy because they would have seen it as their way of actually properly contesting and actually having a good chance of winning it. A tacit admission maybe that she wouldn't ever become Taoiseach because she's been in opposition for an awful long time. She's in the Dáil since 2011 and has spent 0 days in government. But I do think, we'll know tomorrow, but certainly the name's Piers Doherty is the one that's sort of emerging at the top of the field.
Okay, we will wait and see. Some of the local councils today deciding whether they're going to nominate their own candidate. How is it looking for Gareth Sheridan at this stage?
So there are four councils that I suppose he's eyeing as the ones that could possibly get him over the line. We know he has two of the four council nominations that he needs to be put on the ballot paper. So the councils of Carlow, Meath, Offaly and Louth will make their decisions. And ultimately they make the decision whether or not to facilitate Gareth Sheridan or not. And I think as we discussed the other day, Shane, ultimately the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil members will come under some pressure to basically not be seen as anti-democratic and facilitate, albeit not support his nomination, but not block it, in order, given the fact that two councils have already adjudicated that their favour and support for him. The other consideration is that there's a lot of attention being focused in on Maria Steen and the candidacy of Maria Steen. She now has reportedly 11 Oireachtas members backing her, but I suppose she is still hoping, maybe beyond hope at this stage, that she might secure the four council nominations as well. But she is seen as a potential game changer, in inverted commas, were she to get into the election, because she could be one who could really take an awful lot of votes off Heather Humphreys on the right. That Conservative vote could easily damage Fine Gael. And she's seen as a very, very strong media performer. So there are eyes not only on Gareth Sheridan, but only what will become of Maria Steen.
Okay, all will be revealed over the coming days. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.